This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior with you. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBN in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you to Ed Stolz, the owner of KBET, gave me my shot in local radio, and Fred Weinberg, the owner of USA Radio, gave me my shot in national syndication. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. It's the most fan-friendly show in America. I love to hear from you. Your emails inspire me and motivate me. I get my energy and my best ideas from you. I read every email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And my website is RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. Here's a great email that just came in moments ago. I love emails like this. It's from Jo, a fan of the show. She says, I want Yale renamed. It was named after Elihu Yale, who is an American-born British merchant, slave trader, president of the East India Company settlement in Fort St. George at Madras, and a benefactor of the Collegiate School in the Colony of Connecticut, which in 1718 was renamed in his honor Yale College. He's a slave trader. I want it changed. Yale can't be Yale anymore. I want New York renamed. It's named after the Duke of York, the most successful and ruthless slave trader in history. I want all bridges, streets, and buildings named after Robert Byrd, U.S. Senator from West Virginia, torn down. He was the exalted Cyclops of the KKK and was the longest-serving Democrat senator in history until his death in 2010. I want Obama's statue removed from all public places immediately. Obama gave the eulogy for the KKK exalted Cyclops, Robert Byrd. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton assassinated the president of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, and due to his death, Libya is now the largest African slave trading country in the world. This is one of my fans talking. I don't really think that part of it is correct. I don't think Obama and Hillary Clinton assassinated the president of Libya, but I think they had something to do with it. They didn't assassinate it. A crowd, a mob, chased him down and murdered him. But I think that the Arab Spring led to the end of Libya, and Obama made it very clear he wanted Muammar Gaddafi gone. And then he says, I want Clinton's face removed from all public places for her role in the Gaddafi situation and also for considering KKK exalted Cyclops Robert Byrd as her mentor. I want Anderson Cooper of CNN fired. He's a Vanderbilt through his mother, and they made their fortune on the backs of slaves and were the first to bring slaves to the South. I wonder if that's true. I don't know. I want Nancy Pelosi immediately removed from office. Her father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., and I know this one, publicly endorsed bigotry when he dedicated a statue to General Robert E. Lee, the mayor of Baltimore. In a speech dedicating the statue, Pelosi's father, Hale Lee, Robert E. Lee, and Confederate General Stonewall Jackson as symbols of unity and a source of inspiration. He actually said, today, with our nation beset by subversive groups and propaganda which seeks to destroy our national unity, we can look for inspiration to the lives of General Lee and General Stonewall Jackson to remind us to be resolute and determined in preserving our sacred institutions. That is a quote from Thomas D. Alessandro Jr., the mayor of Baltimore and the father of Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, a guy who was rumored, and that's being very kind by me, rumored, but everybody knew he was in the mob, a mobster, and friends with nothing but mobsters. He was a mobster, many people who are experts on the mob believe. So good letter by Joe. I mean, if you're going to carry this to its extreme, everybody's statue has got to go. There's something wrong with everybody. They've all done something wrong. And by the way, somebody just Somebody just sent an, I get so many emails. Somebody sent an email. Jim said you had a commercial for Freedom Fest today, but I just read it was canceled due to Sisolak extending phase two to the end of July. That is correct. For those who need to know that, Freedom Fest was and has been, in fact, canceled or at least postponed. I'm not sure what's going to happen. It might not be till next year. They might skip the year or they might try and do it a little bit later in the year. I don't know yet. But it was canceled for June 13th to 16th, and I was going to be the opening speaker, and I was going to introduce Don Trump Jr., and none of that's happening now because of Sisolak extending phase two, and Jim says he saw a commercial for Freedom Fest today. Well, yeah, you did, because I don't think you understand how complicated radio is. We program these things into a computer weeks in advance, and it's, if it's scheduled to run, maybe you can cancel it on 24 hours notice or 48 hours notice, but not the instant you find out. So it has to run. It's in the schedule. It ran today. I'm sure we'll have it out by tomorrow, certainly by Monday. But, yes, Freedom Fest has been canceled. Bad news there. Let's take Ken on line two. Ken, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Wonderful. Mr. Wayne Allen Root, it is an honor and pleasure to talk to you. I believe there is a global war in politics, and you are one of the most astounding advocates for truth and sensibility in this country.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind today, Ken?
Well, a lot of things, but one of the things that really hit me is that when you go to the hospital, you, injured or otherwise, are around all the sick people. My pediatrician had two doors, the sick door and the well door, and nary the twain shall meet. So I'm saying, why are we not doing this with our hospitals? Why, when you're in a brutal car accident, do you have to go to the same place that somebody's got COVID-19?
Yeah, I don't know.
We separate those functions so that there's logic in our hospital systems.
Yeah, well, by the way, let me defend a little bit, because obviously I'm generally on your team, but on this one I'll defend a little. There are hospitals around the country where they do separate. I know for a fact in New York City they have COVID floors in the hospital and non-COVID floors in the hospital. Now, I saw the video of the nurse who was hysterical and very, very angry at the way they were treating patients. She felt they were literally murdering patients. And her definition of murder was, we have a COVID floor and we're putting non-COVID people in beds on the COVID floor next to COVID people, and they come in for a stroke, and in 3 days they've got COVID, and they die. Isn't that murder? She was disclosing how bad they were treating people, but the theory was they had a COVID floor and a non-COVID floor, and she was arguing they were putting non-COVID people in with COVID people, and they shouldn't have been doing that. But that is a theory that you would separate COVID from non-COVID. That's correct.
Exactly, sir. I would call for two parts to every hospital. If you're sick, you go there. If you're not, you go there. Simple and done.
Yeah, simple. I like it. There's nothing wrong with it. I like it. There should be a floor.
Another thing that's on my mind, sir. I've traveled 2,200 miles since COVID started, Central and Upper California.
Okay.
And I can't begin to tell you the amount of rights that I have lost because of this, I call it a fake pandemic protocol experiment failure. And one of the rights that I lost was to go to the bathroom. Every store and every place that you stop says,
they won't let you.
We have closed our bathrooms.
So what are you supposed to do? That's a good point. I'm not a big driver, and I was just wondering that. Where do you go to the bathroom now? I agree with you. Is there an answer?
No, not that I know of. No one's even talking about it. So Gavin Newsom obviously... But let me just not talk about Gavin Newsom. But I'll tell you, I couldn't park. Every place that there was a reasonable assumption that you might park was closed. And that's just the tip of the iceberg on these rights that I have, like going to church, that they just say, it's COVID. We don't want to spread anything.
Yeah.
The simple fact of the matter is, in my estimation, most people will get it, no matter what they do.
Right. No, I mentioned on the show.
This is political in nature.
Ken, I mentioned on the show earlier that in New York City, it seemed like almost they locked down. They were not out. They were in their house, and they still got COVID. So you're not going to stop people from getting COVID. And this new, surge of COVID. Or resurgence of COVID cases that's going on now. Phase of COVID that's happening now. These are all people that were out and about, so they got it. So what? Why? You don't need
exactly.
to You don't need to close the economy or close America. This is ridiculous.
Exactly.
All right, so, Ken, appreciate anything else? Did you get everything
out? I'm just saying that, you know, with an advocate like yourself, clearly this is an experiment, and I don't blame Donald Trump. I will tell you my favorite joke. Donald Trump hasn't done anything dumb enough this week for me to make a joke about.
Yeah. In any case, I don't blame Trump, but I do think Trump has been a little bit AWOL, as I've said on the radio. He has not been on top of COVID. He has not been on top of the rioting. He's not been on top of the statue situation. He's not been on top of the destruction of property. He's doing some things, but he's not taking an active enough role to make me happy or, I think, to make the average Trump supporter happy. And I think he's got to do more, like in Seattle. I don't think he should have waited for the Seattle police to take apart that chop zone. I think he should have done it long ago before several people died. But it's a very tough situation because if he goes in and it becomes a Waco situation and 50 people go into a shootout and die, he gets blamed for it. In this case, he never got blamed for anything in Seattle. But I'm saying, as a conservative, I blame him. He should have gone in. You should not have let that play out for a month. It's ridiculous. What if I, a white Republican, took over downtown Vegas? They would kill me in 5 minutes. They'd have a SWAT sharpshooter blow my brains out in 5 minutes. And meanwhile, in the chop zone of Seattle, where they renamed it and thought it was their country and put up barriers, built a wall, ironically, and deported people they didn't like, ironically, because liberals are all hypocrites. Nobody does anything. Let them play. Let them just steal six blocks and change people's lives for 5 weeks. Ridiculous. Anyway, thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate it. Wayne Allyn, The Warrior.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroys dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts with their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps and T-shirts and flags and face masks and coins and jewelry and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps embroidered, every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. I have one of their caps with the president's signature on it. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. And you get 10% off every order, even off the Chevrolet prices, you get 10% off. Use promo code WAR10 for Wayne Allen Root. WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, and thanks for the great caps you sent me. I wear them all the time. Great stuff. So we're taking some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll try and grab a couple in this hour and also in hour number three. I have no guest. I left it open, as I usually do on Fridays. Today is like my Friday. It's Wednesday, but it is the Wednesday before the July 4th weekend, and I'm actually taking a quick holiday. So I will be back next Tuesday afternoon here on Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered. Until then, you'll have guest host and a couple of great episodes of Best of War. 833-WAR-TALK, taking calls today. 833-WAR-TALK, the root's on fire, and I'd love to hear what you have to say if you're on fire. Because we're all on fire. We're all angry. I got a peep out of Chris O'Sullivan, my producer and board op. He was listening when I said that they're asking for the removal of the Gandhi statue. He's like, what? So let's read the story. Let's find out why they want to get rid of Gandhi. Students at Fresno State University have circulated a petition that calls for the removal of the statue of Mahatma Gandhi. The students argue the statue should be removed on the basis of Gandhi's alleged prejudices against minority groups. I figured this is about the caste system in India, I guess. According to a report by Campus Reform, the students have launched a campaign for the removal. Nearly 5,000 students signed a petition. Despite Gandhi's status as a warrior for peace, the students allege that Gandhi held prejudices against various minority groups. Gandhi is idolized worldwide as a prophet, a visionary, a messiah. However, the popular image of Gandhi is a myth. The lack of efficient methods of communication and documentation in the past allowed Gandhi to create a convincing but false image of himself, they say. Gandhi was deeply prejudiced against all minorities, from black Africans to low-caste Hindus. He also demonstrated a shocking lack of morality, from sleeping naked with young girls to employing nonviolence merely as a tool of political expediency. Where do these people get this stuff from? How did they know he slept naked with young girls? And is it really any of their... What knowledge they have? How long ago was Gandhi? How would you know if he slept naked with young girls? And when they say young girls, now if they mean like five-year-olds, I got a problem with that, if he's a pedophile. If they mean like he was 50 and he was with a bunch of 25-year-old girls, I got news for you commies, all you commie slime balls who want to take down every statue. Your hero is Fidel Castro. He had harems, concubines on 11 mansions on the island of Cuba. Every communist leader has harems of young girls, meaning 18, 19, 20-year-old girls. I don't mean five-year-old girls. I don't know what they mean, but anyway, it's just... Where does it end? These people think they know something about you. They might have a quote somewhere that you gave at some time in your life. At University of Missouri, students are demanding the removal of the statue of Thomas Jefferson. It's unacceptable to keep the statue on campus because Jefferson owned slaves. You know, Jefferson was the founding father and a two-time president of the United States and one of the greatest presidents in America's history. Probably the most libertarian president in our history. And no one's arguing that having slaves is a good thing. No one. It's a terrible thing. But guess what? It's the way it was in those days. And it's the way it was in, I believe, every African nation. It's the way it was in every Muslim nation. It's the way it was all over the world at various times. People had slaves. It was a different world and a different time. If you said, hey, Wayne, someone had slaves in the last year, and they're a good person, they did some great things, but they have slaves, you know what I'd say? You're 100% right. They're disgusting people. Get rid of their statue. Get rid of their name on the building. They had slaves, but this is the life today. Back hundreds of years ago, it was a different world. And Jefferson did great things. I would never take it down. New York Times targets Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore. Protesters demand the removal of historic monuments in the name of racial justice, citing its location on indigenous land and the sculptor's ties to white supremacy and two of its subjects' slave ownership. Say goodbye to Mount Rushmore.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now!
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says Americans need to adhere to state and local guidance about slowing the spread of COVID-19 as cases continue to spike across the country. Speaking in Phoenix, the vice president is making a plea for younger people to slow the spread as they're getting more and more infected.
We want to remind our young people, as you see it is put into place, you hear about the call for common sense, personal hygiene, and the wearing of masks, that this is about protecting our most vulnerable.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says one key proposal will be in the next coronavirus relief bill if one is put forward.
It will have liability protections in it. For doctors, for hospitals, for nurses, for businesses, for universities, for colleges.
The Kentucky Republican on Fox News also says unless a place intentionally hurts someone, they won't get hit with a lawsuit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. My buddy Hollis, listening to the show, sent this to me. Hold on to your wallet. New tyrant-in-chief, Sisolak, Governor Sisolak, calling for COVID legislative special session July 8th. And I heard about this, and I heard the press is barred from listening in and watching and recording what they're saying. So you know they're going to come out of this with some sort of massive tax increase. And what's really so sad is the economy has been hurt, and people are laid off, and they're going to lose their homes, and they can't afford to live with a living. And you're going to raise their taxes? You're going to raise their property taxes? You're going to take the cap off the taxes? At the very moment where people can't afford to live anymore, you're going to raise their taxes? This is the Democrat Party. This is what they stand for. It's a disgrace. We've got a guest with us who is refreshing. He is a recording artist. His new album drops this Friday, July 3rd, meaning 48 hours from now. He'll be performing at Amp Fest in South Dakota for the July 4th celebration with President Trump. You could follow him on Twitter at realbrysongray.com. He is an African-American artist, prominent hip-hop artist who supports President Trump. He calls himself a right-wing nut. Bryson Gray. Bryson, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man? I love the introduction. I love it.
Well, I appreciate you, my friend. I'm a Jewish kid who went to an all-black high school, Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. I was the only white kid in most of my classes. It was one white kid and like 30 black kids. So I have a very interesting background, very different, and I always got along very well with my black friends. So love to see some of the black group come to the Republican side. It's a good thing. I never understood why blacks should not be Republicans. Right? When I think about it, it's the same as me. I'm a Jew, right? Jews and blacks have always been discriminated against and enslaved and hated and robbed and murdered. And who did all the bad stuff? Governments all around the world. So wouldn't you be scared of government? Wouldn't you dislike government? Wouldn't you be leery of the government? If I was black and I am Jewish, I look at government, I go, those are the bad guys. I don't like government. I want smaller government. I want less government. I don't want to see government. I want government the size of a postage stamp. I don't want government in my life. I don't want them near me. And I don't know why black Americans don't think the same way. Any idea?
Well, the funny thing is most black people by nature, and I grew up in a black community all my life, and what I've experienced is most of us, if not everybody, is like conservative by nature. But the thing is, Democrats do a great job of marketing, especially,
yes,
during,
they do.
Especially during the LBJ versus Goldwater era. They really knocked it out of the park with their marketing skills. And now it has become literally a default setting for black people to be Democrats. Like, I used to be a Democrat, and I didn't know why. I mean, it was just a default setting. You either was that, or you were all kinds of bad names, or the black sheep of the family, which is sort of what I am now.
By the way, Bryson, don't feel bad, because that's usually what happens with Jewish people, too. I don't know why Jews vote Democrat. Just like blacks, they vote mostly Democrat. But I think it's because their grandfather and their great-grandfather and their father voted Democrat. So they follow what mommy and daddy and great-grandparents did for the last 100 years, and they just handed down through the years, you're supposed to be a Democrat, even though it makes no sense. Why would you want government to have more power if you're black or Jewish when all government's ever done is trample? Our rights. It makes no sense. None.
Exactly.
All right, so tell me about this event, AmpFest in South Dakota. I was one of the top speakers at AmpFest in Florida. We had one down in, I think it was near Miami, I think. It was just north of Miami back about a year ago, and I was the speaker there, and it was a great event. Tell me about this AmpFest event in South Dakota on the July 4th holiday.
Well, they called me and said they were doing an event to celebrate America on July 4th, and they asked me did I want to be involved, and I said, of course, especially because all of this COVID nonsense is going on. And what's funny is now everybody's trying to cancel Mount Rushmore and cancel 4th of July. So I think this is the most amazing event to happen. And the first song I'm performing is, if you don't like this country, you can leave.
I love it. You know, when I was a kid, I'm obviously older than you. How old are you, Bryson?
29.
Yeah, there you go, 29. I'm 58 years old. And when I was a kid, they used to have, Nixon was president, and they used to say, America, love it or leave it. If you don't like it, get the hell out. So it sounds like your song is like a reprise of that old attitude and statement from like 1968, 69, 70. Construction workers, you say, you don't like America, get out. So you're picking up where they left off. I like it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, think about it. A lot of the people I named in the song, like the Cardi B's, the T.I.'s, they all threatened to leave anyway with Donald Trump won. So I'm genuinely confused about why they're still here in the first place.
So let's dig into a little bit. We're talking to Bryson Gray, a self-described right-wing nut, a recording artist. His new album drops Friday, July 13th. Is it? Would you call yourself a hip-hop artist, by the way?
Yeah, I'm a hip-hop artist, but I do all types of music, but yeah, I'm a hip-hop artist.
All right, so how did you go from being a lifelong Democrat, which is no sin? I mean, your family, just like, you know, most Jewish families said, you're supposed to be a Democrat, supposed to be a Democrat. What opened your eyes? What changed your mind about President Trump?
Well, to try to make a long story short, I used to argue with Republicans online, and I found myself attacking them a lot. So I started doing research to try to go back on Twitter or whatever and Facebook and win arguments against Republicans. But then when I looked up, I started researching both platforms. And I was already, I grew up religious, I grew up in a church. So socially, I didn't agree with anything that Democrats were talking about. So then I started looking up the economics, and like my family owned a beer store, so I know what it takes to start a business and things like that. So we talk about lower corporate taxes, I mean, lower government, limited government. So of course, I just identify more with the Republican platform.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why anybody doesn't. You know, I saw today that, you know, I used to get really mad. Like 2 years ago, Trump put forth the biggest tax cut in history, right? The biggest tax cut ever. And Nancy Pelosi called it crumbs. And I used to say, well, personally, I wish it would have been bigger. I wish instead of like, you know, $1,000 a month, he had given the average person $5,000 a month. But the point is, he gave you an extra $1,000 a month. How could you complain and call it crumbs when he gives you $1,000 a month when if Democrats get their way, they will get rid of it? So now you have to pay that $1,000 a month and they'll add $1,000 on top of it. So it's going to be $2,000 more a month. Why would you complain about it? It makes no sense to me, right?
Orange man bad. That's all I can say. Trump derangement syndrome is alive and well. If Trump say his oxygen is good, they'll say oxygen is bad. Stop breathing.
All right, there you go. So let's tackle a more controversial topic, because you're an African-American hip-hop artist, but now you're a Republican, you like Trump, and I'm a white guy, right, who grew up in a black neighborhood, black town, black high school, but I grew up and became a big Republican conservative talk show host. So let's tackle a black-white issue. Black Lives Matter. I'm not a fan. It's not that I don't believe Black Lives Matter. Of course I believe Black Lives Matter. It's not that I don't believe cops are sometimes abusive to blacks. Of course they are. It's not that I don't believe George Floyd was murdered by that cop. Of course I do. But to me, Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with black lives, because it's all BS. Because if you cared about black lives, you wouldn't just protest across America about one terrible killing by a cop. You'd protest all the black people killed on the streets of Baltimore and Detroit and Chicago every weekend by other blacks, and you'd say, that's a genocide, that's terrible, we got to protest and march about that too. You wouldn't only pick one stupid, you know, situation that was terrible. This cop killed this guy. It's a no-brainer. Of course that's bad. But what about all the other bad stuff? Why only that? So to me, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't compute. Tell me your side.
It doesn't make sense. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist movement. It's not even about black lives. It's about trans, queer, whatever the LGBT thing name is now. That's
yeah,
about.
Yeah, queer. They call it queer. They said the three founders were queer black women. Yes, correct.
Yeah. And all this nonsense. And then you have people supporting it, donating to them. And George Soros funded $33 million in the Ford Foundation pledge, $100 million over 6 years. And that's how they became a national thing to begin with. Black Lives Matter is a nonsense movement, the movement I support. And I know a lot of people don't like it. It's all lives matter. Because anything else is by definition racist. So I support all lives. During the riots, how many black people died from the riots? They didn't care about them black lives.
How many black cops died in the riots? One in Oakland died. There was another one. I forgot what the other one was. But St. Louis, the cop died. Right, that retired captain died in St. Louis.
Yep.
Terrible. terrible.
Yep.
No rioting for him, no march for him, no protest for him. Why not? I don't get it.
No funerals.
Right, exactly. All right, last question. Greensboro, North Carolina, that's where you're from. And North Carolina is a big swing state. So what do you hear in North Carolina about Trump, about Biden, about Black Lives Matter? What, your ear to the ground. What are you hearing, Bryson Gray?
What I'm hearing is there's a lot of people waking up. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of rappers have been openly waking up. I get phone calls every day from people waking up. And it's partially because of Black Lives Matter. The movement was hijacked, so a lot of people are waking up to the Democratic Party and their antics. But a lot of people are waking up. I'm not saying it's going to be majority people voting for Trump. But what I will say is I think people will be shocked when November comes.
I agree. I think it's going to be 15 to 25% the black vote. It's not going to be 40. It's definitely not going to be a majority.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be, you know, 15 to 20 and maybe an outside shot at 25% of the black vote going Republican. If that were the case, even 15, Bryson, I think Trump wins an electoral landslide. That's the most important part of this election to me is the black vote. If you can peel off 15% of the black vote, Trump wins big. And I think it's going to happen. What say you?
I agree, and I think it's going to be historic because nobody is excited to vote for Biden. Even my parents, who are lefties, they even say they not vote for Biden. They don't know what they're going to do, but they not vote for Biden.
I don't think Biden's wife's excited about voting for Biden. will he ever come out of the basement is the million-dollar question. Bryson Gray, recording artist, his new album drops Friday, July 3rd. You can follow him at Twitter at Real Bryson Gray, B-R-Y-S-O-N, Real Bryson Gray. Hey, Bryson, have a great July 4th weekend. Knock 'em dead there, buddy. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Obama says he doesn't want to live in Trump's America. Ex-President blasts POTUS, saying his language pisses me off. Former President Barack Obama has attacked President Trump, declaring he doesn't want to live in Trump's America. He's issued a strong rebuke of President Trump. The ex-president pointed to Trump's use of the term Kung Flu while discussing the coronavirus at a recent Tulsa rally, saying the phrase pisses me off. That's so funny, because on this show, when there were critics attacking Trump for using Kung Flu, literally, I read you, during the Obama administration, his own agency, I can't remember which agency it was, probably Health and Human Services, they put out a thing about go get your flu shots, don't let the Kung Flu get you. His administration, his agency. This is what hypocrites Democrats are. He decried the president's use of the term to his followers. It was during an invite-only fundraiser for Joe Biden in Arizona last week. Obama told voters Trump thinks racism is funny. I don't want a country in which the president of the United States is actively trying to promote anti-Asian sentiment and thinks it's funny. How ridiculous is that? Hey, folks, it is an anti-Asian. Do you know how many Asian friends I have in Las Vegas? It is an anti-Asian to call it Kung Flu or joke around or to call it the China coronavirus or the Wuhan coronavirus or the Chinese coronavirus. It doesn't mean you hate Chinese Americans. It came from China. It came from Wuhan. So every single flu is always named after the area it comes from. In 68, 69, we had a pandemic exactly like this, and it was called the Hong Kong flu. It's always named after the place it comes from. It isn't racist to identify it as coming from Wuhan, China. But this is the same type of people that want to take down statues of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and get this, Abraham Lincoln as Obama. Same kind of people. They're all nuts. They've all got Trump's derangement syndrome. Obama reportedly told aides that the reaction to the death of George Floyd will be the key to helping Democratic presidential nominee Biden to take on President Trump. Obama admitted last week his nationwide unrest and Black Lives Matter protests have been a tailor-made moment to help Joe Biden in the coming November election. Let's not excuse violence or rationalize it or participate in it, he said last month. But according to Obama, it seems like more riots, more violence, more looting, the more votes for Democrat Biden. Yeah, well, that's what he's saying. He's not saying I condone it. He's not saying go ahead and do something violent. He would never say out loud, go burn a building down. He would never say out loud, go loot a building. But he's saying the more it happens, the better the chance Democrats can win. And I disagree, by the way. I disagree vehemently. I agree that if Trump's reaction isn't strong, he loses. But it's the rioting and the violence will make black silent majority voters vote for Trump. And Hispanic silent majority voters vote for Trump. You know, business owners, people with kids, families, people in bad neighborhoods where they're scared of being killed or mugged, who like police. That makes them want to vote for security and the law and order president, President Trump. Biden's the anarchy president. Biden's the rioting president. Biden's the unrest president. Biden's the president hiding in the basement while the world goes on. Here's an article I told you about. GOP senators lobby to replace Columbus Day with Juneteenth as a federal holiday. So my issue is one thing and one thing only. I have no problem with celebrating the end of slavery. First of all, I honestly didn't even know Juneteenth meant the end of slavery. I thought Juneteenth was a holiday about an event in Tulsa where a black community was burned to the ground by white people, mistakenly, who thought a black guy raped a white woman and it never happened. I thought that was what Juneteenth was. I didn't even know that it refers to the end of slavery. And I wouldn't even mind celebrating the end of slavery, except here's the problem. It's another federal holiday. Okay, we give too many days off to teachers, to federal employees, to state employees, to postal workers. Everybody's got days off every minute that are paid. The country, who's going to pay for all this? And you're going to give another national holiday. So that's my only issue. Why would we add another national holiday? We can't afford it. Where's the money come from to pay people for not working? Here's this guy, Senator Lankford, Republican, Oklahoma, said in a statement Wednesday, while Americans should celebrate Juneteenth, Congress should consider the fiscal impact of adding another holiday. Throughout our history, we've strived to become a more perfect union, and Juneteenth was a huge step in attaining that goal. We should celebrate these strides on the federal level while remaining cognizant of the impact the existing 10 federal holidays have on federal services and local businesses. Exactly. Why do you get 10 days off a year? Now it's going to be 11? 11 federal holidays? That's what, every month of the year minus one, you're going to have a federal holiday. And they'll come up with some reason for one on the 12th, too. And it sure won't be for me. It won't be a Republican holiday. It won't be a conservative holiday. It won't be a white holiday. It won't be a Jewish holiday. It won't be a silent majority holiday. It won't be a middle class holiday. It won't be a holiday celebrating small business. It won't be a holiday celebrating patriots. All of which describe me. How come I never get a holiday? Why does there have to be another holiday to celebrate a liberal Democrat voter bloc? What about a Republican voter bloc? But I'm okay with it, as long as it isn't a paid federal holiday. Celebrate it. But it's not. There's no reason to make it a paid federal holiday, because the taxpayer is going to pay for it, and I don't get the day off. That's my problem.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.